Nocturne. Then I remembered. Mama wasn't gone, but safe in her bed, turning in sleep. It was I who went away from Chopin in the bones, palms heavy with dates like dark purple fingers reaching toward sand, toward fruit, sickly sweet outside Mama's bedroom window turned mine. Her girlhood unloosed in mine, on the ground, rotting yellow. But skyward, a salted moon, a brittle sound, a bed of headstone with its high-pitched calling like a night animal hunting. No, a night animal hunted, in distress and calling, but the mamas turned deaf. No, the mamas the one yowling in the night shrub, taken. Only the predators, not the barn owl. The predator's prickling goose flesh of the chest turned to full-fledged breasts and shared with boys too early to understand how it would haunt into her parent ears, into a time her children would come searching for her in bed, like the ice house in town before it closed, the ice inside too cold and melted too quickly, into a time she knows will be coming when her children search in other beds and find instead a field where the road dead ends into the basin, nothing but high grass lit by a pale street light. Mama would turn on the music. Sometimes she played her flute and I would dance. Growing up, I heard stories of Mama's life, but it never occurred to me she was alive for anyone but me, her daughter. I understood now how she needed me, no, how she made music of me, and I was rescuing her from dark rooms and nights darkly lit, the slapping hands and terrible hands and the history of genes that replicate themselves in the smallest versions of ourselves. We play a piece of music, listening not for time, though time is constant, but for something deep in the belly, for Mama, who couldn't keep us from aching, no, who gave us song as gesture for pain.